This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. When the Justice Department's Bureau of Justice Statistics released numbers on crime rates on Sunday, one set of numbers remained roughly the same. The Bureau said that the percentage of crimes that are reported to police was just about the same in 2005 as in 2004. Shannon Catalano wrote the Justice Department report for 2005 and joins us now. And Ms. Catalano, first, can you explain to us how you come up, how your bureau comes up with an estimate of the number of crimes that were committed, say, last year?
What we do is we select a random sampling of households across the United States. We go to each of these households and we interview everyone who's aged 12 years or older, and we ask them two questions. First, have they been a victim of a crime? And second, if they were, did they report the crime to the police?
Roughly how many households are you visiting in the course of doing that?
In 2005, we visited approximately 72,000 households, and we spoke to 134,000 individuals.
So, say, compared to a national public opinion survey, this is a vast sample that you're talking about here.
This is a very large sample, yes.
Now, the FBI also issues annual crime statistics, culling data from police blotters all over the country, and typically their numbers are much lower than your numbers. Why? What's the difference between the two sets of figures?
Well, the victimization survey captures crimes that are reported to the police and those that aren't. So we get a number for all the crimes that victims say that weren't reported to the police. And that's why the discrepancy between the absolute numbers.
These are pretty big discrepancies.
Generally, approximately half of all crime that victims say they experience, they report to the police.
Half?
Half.
That includes violent crimes as well as just property crimes?
Violent crimes and property crimes, but more so violent crimes.
You mean it's less likely for people to report violent crimes to the police?
There's greater variability in the number of violent crimes that folks will report to the police. One example are the crimes of rape and sexual assault.
So when you do a survey of people, you will come up with a far higher incidence, twice as common, stories of rape or sexual assault than you would find from numbers of offenses that have been reported to the police.
It's interesting because historically the police, the number of crimes that they record has been lower than the number of crimes we capture in our survey the victims say were reported to the police. Within the last 5 years, however, those two trend lines have actually converged in a manner that suggests that the police are now recording all violent crimes that victims say were reported to them.
I mean, there used to be another disparity, that the victims would speak of reporting crimes to the police, which the police didn't actually put down on the blotter.
That's correct.
So there are two different ways of looking at how much crime there is in the country. And by talking to victims, it's much higher. There are far more property crimes than we would know from looking at police blotters around the country.
That's correct.
Twice as many property crimes as there would be.
Approximately. What's interesting, though, for some types of property crimes, particularly motor vehicle theft, they're virtually the same.
When people have a car stolen, in that case, they are very, very likely to report it to the police.
That's true.
You know, one inference one could draw, I think this is a common sense inference, is that in the case of car theft, in order to operate a car, you have to have insurance. And in order to collect on your insurance for the car theft, you have to report the theft. So there's an ulterior motive in reporting the crime to the police in that case. You wouldn't get the money with which to replace the car, perhaps.
Right. And that is the general explanation that's given for why motor vehicle theft is the most highly reported crime.
So if we all had mandatory crime insurance, the reporting of crimes might go way up in the United States.
You might see a change in the number of crimes that are actually reported to the police, yes.
Shannon Catalano, statistician with the Bureau of Justice Statistics at the Department of Justice, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.